magical Blackpool. Summer had gone by, and it had become autumn. The children were all at school. Jill had to go to work at her office in the Shard 5 days a week, and Jack Harding was travelling through the UK, putting on magic shows in different parts of the country. He had just arrived in Blackpool, a town in Lancashire, where he was going to stay at a B&B, a bed and breakfast. A B&B is a kind of small hotel, often run by a family, where one gets a room to sleep in and breakfast in the morning, but nothing else. B&Bs are usually cheaper than regular hotels. Blackpool is probably the most famous seaside town in England that is visited by millions of holidaymakers every year. Jack's van pulled up in front of the B&B, where he was lucky to find a place to park. It was 7:15 in the morning. He got out, locked the door, and walked to the front door. He rang the bell. The door was opened by a middle-aged woman. She was short and slim, with short dark hair and grey eyes. "Good morning. My name's Jack Harding." "Good morning, Mr. Harding," she said with a friendly smile. "I'm Lucy Crosthwaite. I've been expecting you. Come right in. How was your drive?" "Better than I'd expected," he answered. "The traffic was heavy at times, but there weren't any traffic jams. But I'm glad to be here at last. It's been donkey's year since my last trip to Blackpool." "Do you fancy breakfast? It's not normally on offer when you arrive, but the couple who stayed here last night left in a hurry, and it would be a pity to waste it." "Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Yes, I'd love some breakfast. I'm quite peckish. I set off before 4 o'clock this morning, and I haven't had anything yet." Mrs. Crosthwaite showed Jack into the breakfast room. He took a seat by the window, from where he had a view of a huge beach and the sea. The table in front of him was laid with a white tablecloth. There was a plate, a cup and saucer, a spoon and knife and fork. There was also some freshly baked bread, butter and jam, and Mrs. Crosthwaite brought him some hot tea. "Nothing like a hot cup of tea to cheer you," she said, and poured some hot steaming tea in his cup. "Thanks," he said, and added some sugar. While Jack was enjoying his tea with some bread, butter and jam, Mrs. Crosthwaite hurried back to her kitchen. There she put some sausages, baked beans and 2 fried eggs on a large plate, which she then took to Jack. "My word," he exclaimed happily when she put the plate in front of him. "That looks great. The very thing I'd been looking forward to on the way here. Thank you ever so much." Mrs. Crosthwaite felt quite chuffed and went back to her kitchen with a big smile on her face. After his meal, Jack relaxed a bit and thought about the day ahead while Mrs. Crosthwaite was clearing away the dishes. First, he would drive to Blackpool Tower where his show was going to be that evening. He would have to unload his things and meet the manager who was expecting him. They would talk about all the important things that had to be done before the show. After that, he would have a few hours to himself. What did Jack do? He drove to Blackpool Tower and unloaded his things. He met the manager who had been expecting him. They talked about different important things. Then he had some time to himself. Jack had just left Blackpool Tower when his mobile phone rang. He took his mobile phone from his trouser pocket and looked at the number. The call was from one of his mates, a man called Tommy. He pressed the green key on his mobile phone to take the call. "Hi, Tommy. How are you doing?" "Hi, mate. Great, thanks. I haven't seen you in donkey's years and thought I'd give you a call to see how things are going. Are you in London?" "No, I've just come to Blackpool. I'm doing a show here this evening." "That's great. I'm in Blackpool too. I bought a flat here in the summer. I saved up for it long enough, and I finally managed to buy a nice flat. I'm quite chuffed, really. I'm feeling peckish. It's almost noon. Do you fancy meeting for lunch? I don't think I'll make it. I'm just on my way back from a short trip, and I'm in a traffic jam. But I should be back in town by 2. We can meet up then if you like. All right. Just give me a ring on my mobile phone when you're back. After having lunch in an old-fashioned pub called the Anchor and Crown, Jack went for a walk on the promenade along the shore. He had walked for less than 5 minutes in the bright sunshine when his mobile phone rang. "Hi, Jack," Tommy said when Jack answered his mobile phone. "Look behind. I'm just opposite in front of the stationery shop." "I see you. Wait there. I'll be with you in a moment." "Hi, Jack," Tommy said with a big grin when Jack had crossed the road and stood next to him on the pavement. "What do you fancy doing?" "I haven't been up Blackpool Tower in donkey's years. I know it's a bit expensive, but..." Tommy laughed. "To tell you the truth, I've never been up there, so sure, let's go." There was no queue at the ticket office. There are different attractions at Blackpool Tower, which was opened in 1894, but Jack and Tommy only wanted to go up the tower to enjoy the marvellous view. A ticket for one adult was £12.50. They paid it and went to take the lift up the tower. After a short ride, the lift stopped and they got out. They were on a level that used to be called Tower Top and is now called Tower I. They were 120 meters above ground. "Now look at that view," Tommy exclaimed when he got to the window. "It's bloody marvellous, isn't it?" Jack smiled. "Yes, but the glass floor is even better," he said, and stepped onto the glass floor. Tommy followed him onto the glass floor and looked down. "Bloody hell, I'm all dizzy." "Just imagine the glass breaking while you're standing on it," Jack said and grinned. "Shut up, mate," Tommy exclaimed, and quickly got off the glass floor. "I was just feeling chuffed that I managed to stand on the glass floor, and then you say something terrible like that, as though it wasn't bad enough feeling dizzy. Don't you ever do that again." "I'm sorry," Jack said and pointed out of the window. "Look, there's Central Pier." Tommy reluctantly went to the window to look down. He was still feeling dizzy and half expected Jack to make another terrible joke. Seeing how reluctant Tommy was to look out of the window, Jack laughed. "I'm sorry, mate, I really am. Come on then, let's go down again. Do you fancy going to the pier?" "What I really fancy now is a fag, but yes, let's go to the pier." How did the two friends like their trip up the tower? Jack was amazed by the marvellous view. He really enjoyed himself. Tommy felt very dizzy. They left the tower again soon because of this. For Tommy, the visit was a waste of money, as he didn't like feeling dizzy. It was a pity he didn't enjoy himself. But Jack didn't feel dizzy. He had been up Blackpool Tower twice before, and he loved every visit. For him, it was not a waste of money to go up the tower. Smoking is not allowed in Blackpool Tower, but as soon as they were outside again, Tommy lit a cigarette. "Are you feeling better?" Jack asked. "Yes, there's nothing like a fag to calm the nerves," Tommy answered. "But come on, let's go to the pier." Central Pier is one of three piers in Blackpool and was opened in 1868. Today there are different rides, game stalls, arcades, a bar and a Ferris wheel on the pier. When Jack and Tommy got to Central Pier, the first thing they saw was the huge Ferris wheel. "Oh no, you're not getting me up there," Tommy said when he saw how Jack was looking at the Ferris wheel. "Oh, come off it," Jack said. "It's great fun." "You go on your own then," Tommy said with a grin. "I don't want to pay £4 to go up there and feel dizzy. I'll have some fun in the arcades. See you." While Tommy went to the arcades to play some games, Jack bought a ticket for the Ferris wheel. The fare was £4.40. Jack enjoyed the ride on the Ferris wheel very much and took a number of pictures with his mobile phone. From the Ferris wheel, he had a clear view along the shore in both directions. In summer, the beach was often crowded with children playing in the sand or people lying on towels in the sun. But now it was autumn, and there were only few people on the beach. After the ride on the Ferris wheel, Jack joined his mate Tommy in the arcades, where they had fun together until it was time for Jack to go and get ready for his magic show.